accessibility. I'm Melissa Patrick. As increased demand for food and a decrease in federal and state food support, one area food bank is looking to expand its footprint to better serve residents across Holmes, Wayne, and surrounding counties. Serving the area since 1982, the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank is set to open its Wayne County campus on the site of the old J.M. Smucker store in Orrville. Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank President Dan Flowers says that Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank has been servicing the region since 1982.
We have an 8-county service area, which includes Holmes County. I'll take it in order because I could always remember. Medina, Summit, Portage, Wayne, Stark, Tuscarawas, Carroll, and Holmes counties. And so in those 8 counties, there's about 700 charitable food programs, like soup kitchens, church food pantries, homeless shelters, things like that. And they get almost all of their food from the food bank. We have a warehouse in Akron. We have a warehouse in Canton where they pick up orders. We deliver food orders. And almost all the food that we get is donated to us from food wholesalers and manufacturers and distributors. So that's the basic model. We collect food donations and then we store those donations in our warehouses and we distribute those donations to charities. That's the basic food bank model.
Recently, the food bank received a generous donation from the J.M. Smucker Company, who donated their former store location in Orrville.
We closed on that transaction, so we're very soon to have another location even closer to Holmes County, right down just south of Orrville there.
Flowers said that the food bank made the decision to move into Wayne County to make it easier for their partner organizations to pick up their orders.
When I first got this job 24 years ago, we had a 20,000 square foot warehouse just in Akron. And every agency around the region would have to drive to Akron to pick up their orders. And so, you know, if you're coming from Millersburg or anywhere in Holmes County, it's a pretty long drive and a big truck, and you've got to fight traffic on the central interchange. And so it takes a lot of commitment and a lot of resources. So we've always kind of known that the more we have facilities closer to where our charities are at, the more convenient it is for them, the more money it saves them, the more fresh products we can make available. So it's always kind of been in our strategy.
What the food bank could have never expected was a gift as generous as the one they received from Smucker's.
A 19,000 square foot building on 30 acres, just a dream come true. And so although it wasn't in our plan, wasn't even feasible for us to think about building a building like that or just acquiring one. It just kind of dropped in our lap. We're thrilled to have it because we're going to be able to extend our services. And so, you know, the agencies that are operating in Wayne County and Holmes County and Tuscarawas or even over in areas of Stark County or Medina may want to use that drop site. And so we'll be shipping orders down there and agencies could pick them up at that location. We're going to be doing food box production. We have a pretty big home delivery program, so we're going to be having a lot of volunteer projects, and that's just the beginning.
Flowers adds other possible uses for that space could involve other agencies the food bank works with.
There's a lot of space there. We believe that there's opportunities to work with other charities in town that may need space. So we're evaluating a lot of long-term options, but we should be having some basic food bank operation running by midsummer.
The Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank will be hosting a community open house at the new Wayne County campus located at 333 Wadsworth Road in Orrville this Thursday, the 12th, from 4 to 6 p.m., where the community is invited to tour the facility, offer feedback for future use of the space, and learn more about the food bank's work in Wayne County. Ultimately, Flowers says the goal for the new facility and the Akron-Canton Food Bank in general is to continue with the mission of fighting against hunger and food insecurity in the region.
We always need support. You can visit AkronCantonFoodBank.org to make a donation, of course, to learn more about the food bank. And most importantly, if you or anyone you know needs food, we have a food finder tool on our website that you can consult. Maybe one last thing I would say is right now we're in our Harvest for Hunger season, which is our biggest annual fundraising campaign. It's really easy when you are in a Bueller store, Giant Eagle store, Dave's, Heinen store to make a donation when you check out with your groceries. That means the world to us. Every dollar helps us provide 3 million to people in need. And so I always like to give a little pitch for Harvest for Hunger.
To learn more and RSVP for the open house, visit akroncantonfoodbank.org/openhouse. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 2 accidents, 9 incidents, and this arrest. Daniel E. Schwartzentruber of Millersburg, who's arrested and charged with domestic violence, knowingly caused physical harm, times 2. There's a scam alert from the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles. The Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles says it's receiving reports of a possible texting scam. The messages come from someone claiming to work for the BMV, saying you owe money on a parking ticket. The BMV says do not respond to this text if you get it or click on any links inside the message. The BMV will never text you demanding payment. Several police departments across Ohio are newly accredited by a state program. 14 law enforcement agencies across the state have earned accreditation under the Ohio Collaborative Law Enforcement Accreditation Program from the Ohio Department of Public Safety. It asks the state officials to come into the department and audit their work and their practices, including use of force, community engagement, and crisis intervention. Governor DeWine launched the program back in 2024 through executive order. Accreditation takes 18 months, and there's no cost to the agencies who agree to be audited. Sunday, a sudden ground collapse in downtown Cleveland caused a massive sinkhole to open, impacting traffic and disrupting water supply to area residents. Police say the ground suddenly gave way on Sunday morning. A car became partially stuck in that sinkhole before crews were able to pull it out with a tow truck. Police say the driver was able to drive away and thankfully no one was hurt. But the intersection quickly shut down while crews started repairs. City officials say right now it's not clear what exactly caused the sinkhole and remains to be seen how long it's going to take to fix. Ohio State President Walter Ted Carter Jr. has resigned abruptly after disclosing an inappropriate relationship with a person who is seeking public resources for her business. In a statement released yesterday, Carter said he resigned voluntarily after informing the board he'd made a mistake in inappropriately allowing the person access to leadership at the nation's sixth largest university. OSU says the investigation is internal for now and will likely be conducted by the Office of Compliance and Integrity. Carter came to the university in 2023 from the University of Nebraska system. He is also a former superintendent of the U.S. Naval Academy and retired vice admiral who attended the Navy Fighter Weapons School known as Top Gun. Rideshare company Uber is rolling out a women-only option nationwide. The feature allows both women riders and drivers to be matched with other women for their trips, expanding a pilot program designed to address safety concerns on its platform. So if the wait time is too long, they can choose a different ride or reserve a trip with a female driver in advance. The nationwide rollout comes despite an ongoing class action lawsuit in California that alleges the policy discriminates against men. And finally, there was a public hearing yesterday to discuss a proposed expansion of the Akron Zoo. A public hearing was held to discuss the zoo's permit requests. Right now, the zoo is home to more than 2,000 animals across 35 acres. The zoo has filed a petition for a conditional permit to use 16 acres of land to expand their Pride of Africa exhibit. They also want to build a giraffe barn with an observation deck along with a new ADA-accessible tower ride. The zoo says that if the permit is granted, they hope to break ground on the expansion this summer. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.